Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The British are famed for being able to weather a storm, with the exception of my Aunt Mildred, who at the first clap of thunder crouches under the stairs and knits something that doesn't fit anybody. However, when it rains on Commander Povey, it's doubtful if any storm could weather his raging fury.
Look at me! Look at me! I'm absolutely soaked!
Well, I'm pretty wet myself.
Nobody will deny that, Mr. Phillips.
I just don't understand how you managed to get so wet, Commander Povey.
It was easy. Thanks to that fool of yours on Jettigarth, I fell into the sea.
Ah, yes, that would account for it. The sea's very wet around here.
Yes, it's probably the water in it.
Number one, this is no laughing matter.
Oh.
I was sabotaged, number one, sabotaged. My coxswain had got the launch as close as possible, and then that idiot Goldstein held his hand out for me to grab when I jumped.
Well, what was wrong with that, sir?
Oh, nothing. But when I did jump, he took his hand away again.
Oh, what a shame.
What brought you over here in weather like this anyway, sir?
A rather disturbing conversation I had with a customs official.
Oh, really, sir? What were you trying to smuggle?
I wasn't your fool, but somebody in this locality is.
Oh, but this is ridiculous. I mean, who have we got in this draft to be likely to go in for large-scale smuggling or... We have got one.
Hello, number one here.
Oh, is Commander Povey still with you, sir?
I'd say he was against me, actually, Heather.
Oh. Very droll, sir. The Admiral would like to speak to him, sir.
Really? Well, there's no accounting for taste, is there? Hang on. It's the Admiral for you, sir.
What? The Admiral? Oh, good gracious. Hello, sir. Commander Povey here. And may I say, this is an unexpected pleasure. And what a delight it is to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. Now I'll put you through to the Admiral.
You know, really, I...
Hello? Hello? Hey, I've been cut off. Now, where did everybody go? Hey!
Hello, sir. Hello. Commander Povey here.
Oh, don't interrupt Povey. I've been cut off.
You haven't, sir. This is Commander Povey.
Hey! Well, put him on, will you? This is the Admiral.
Good grief, every week he gets worse.
What's that? Speak to his nurse? Who hit him?
Well, nobody hit me, sir.
Bad show on your part, Povey. Senior officers aren't supposed to indulge in fisticuffs, you know. Who won?
But nobody fought anyone, sir.
Caught him a fourpenny one. Well, good luck to you. Now, stop nattering, Povey. This is urgent. I've had some moron from Trinity House on the blower.
You've had what, sir?
Yeah, they want some help getting one of their keepers off the Clod Willie Rock Lighthouse. Chap's living on biscuits.
You mean marooned over there?
Macaroons are pretty good. How should I know what sort of biscuits they are? Well, who cares anyway? They just want us to get the poor blighter off the lighthouse.
Quite, sir.
I tell you what. As you're on the island, you better send Troutbridge.
Troutbridge? Send Troutbridge?
By Jove, that's an idea. Yes, send Troutbridge. But be quick about it, Povey. Goodbye.
Yeah, but hello, hello, sir. I didn't... Hello, hello, hello. Hung up as usual. You've got to put to sea at once.
Put to sea, sir? In this weather? It's rough.
Very rough, Mr. Phillips, but I gather we're going just the same.
You are? You are to attempt to get the keeper off the Clod Willie Rock Lighthouse.
Oh, do you think we should, sir? I mean, isn't that where the chap lives? I mean, evicting a complete stranger is a pretty serious thing.
He wants to come off, you blithering idiot.
He's finished his term of duty.
One more and you'll probably have finished yours, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, I see. Well, I still don't like it.
Yes, I don't imagine the chief will either. He's been looking a bit touchy and rather anxious for the past few days in any case.
Put the wiggly bit on the round bit and cloaked. Put the thick bit on the wobbly bit and cloak.
Johnson.
Put the straight bit on the flat bit and cloak.
Johnson. Johnson!
Yes, Chief?
Johnson, if you don't stop that, I'll put my flat bit on your round bit and cloak. So help me, I will.
All right, then, be like that. But if you can't put up with the noise of Able Seaman Johnson's honest toil, then Able Seaman Johnson's not going to take you for a flip when his do-it-yourself doings is done.
A flip? What are you making, for Drake's sake, an eggnog?
Not at all. I'm just making an aeroplane.
Oh, is that all? For a moment, I thought you... Johnson.
What?
Johnson, have you got him again, son? Eh? Have you? You can't go round making aeroplanes in these stores, you know.
Oh, I thought of that. I shan't put the wings on till I get it outside. If you wouldn't mind holding the door open while I wheel it in.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant that number one would do his fine old fanciful nut if he opens that door and finds a puss moth staring him in the puss.
Oh, that's all right, Chief. It won't take me long to finish.
But you've only just started. You don't know the first thing about aeroplane tautologically, me fine.
I don't have to. It's all here in me plans. It's a completely revolutionary design, you know.
Yeah, it must be. Where'd you get these plans from, anyway?
Oh, I sent for them from the Working Man's Aviary Club.
Aviary Club? You mean Aviation Club?
No, aviary.
Let me see those plans.
Give it. Here you are.
Look, you steaming nit. This isn't for an aeroplane. It's for a whacking great birdcage.
What? Well, he must have made a mistake, mustn't he? Who'd want a flying birdcage?
I've a good mind to make you build it. And I could lock you up in it and hang you in my window.
You do and I'll tweet. I will. I'll tweet, tweet, tweet. Pretty Johnson, pretty boy.
I'll belt her. Yeah, great big pudgy budgy.
I'll say a rude word in front of the vicar.
You do, and I'll bang you in the oven if you don't shut up. Only as if I hadn't got enough problems already.
What is your trouble, then?
What's me trouble?
What is your trouble?
Well, it's the weather, of course. Has Pierre got to sail over here from Calais with my watch in a storm like this?
Has Pierre been repairing your watch, then?
No, not exactly. He's bringing me a new one.
Oh.
Along with 749 others. Yeah. 300 alarms, a scale model of Big Ben and Royal Guard.
Blimey, you ought to have got here on time with that lot on board.
I know one thing. Pierre ought to have been here yesterday, and now I don't know where he's got to.
Well, perhaps he's sunk like you.
Ah, you're such a comfort when Johns is in the muck, aren't you? Hello? I wonder who that is.
Probably Davy Jones complaining about his locker being cluttered up with clocks and watches.
Do you mind?
Yeah. Hello? Mr. Pertwee's out. Can I take a message?
Yes, please, Chief.
Righto, sir.
It's you, sir.
Yes, hotel. Look, Chief, have Troutbridge made ready. We're putting to sea at once.
Aye? What, in this weather?
In this weather. I understand from their lordships that it's quite in order to put to sea in frigates, even if the sun isn't shining.
Oh, and then again.
Yes, we're to take a leaf keeper to the Clodwilly Rock Lighthouse and attempt to get the present keeper off.
Well, it's not my place to say, sir, but why bother to disturb the present keeper on a day like this?
I agree, Chief. You're perfectly right.
I am, sir.
Yes, it's not your place to say. Now, get Cartbridge made ready at once. I'll see you aboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bung the old left hand down a bit.
Bung the old left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Well, Mr. Proudfoot, shouldn't be long now. I imagine the present keeper will be relieved to see you.
Oh, no, he won't. He only took the job to get away from his wife.
What did I hit?
Relax, Mr. Phillips. It was only thunder.
Only thunder, he says. It frightens the life out of me.
Excuse me, sir, but how much longer before we sight Clodwilly Rock Lighthouse?
Well, any time now, Chief. You're in a busting hurry to get back, aren't you?
Not off. Oh, no, I mean... I mean, don't chaff, sir.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Clodwilly Rock Lighthouse head, sir.
You sure?
Well, if it isn't, somebody's mucking about with a dirty grey torch. sir, can I take a pot shot at it just to let him know where he is, like?
Certainly not.
It would be good practice, sir.
No! Now, I shall have to have a word with the M.O. about Goldstein. He always wants to take pot shots at everything.
Well, it's hereditity-meritity, sir. his father ran a coconut shy, and Taffy's been trying to go around better ever since.
I don't want to interfere.
Good. How are we doing, Mr. Phillips?
That's what I were going to say. We're getting a bit close to the lighthouse.
I say, here we are. What nice curtains you've got.
I made them myself.
Did you really? How clever of you. I must say, they look awful.
Stop engines, Chief. Stop engines.
Do you mind, sir? I was chatting to, Oh, lummy.
Stop engines, sir.
Mr. Phillips, you picked the dandiest times to have a chat. Look where we are.
Yeah, another couple of feet and we could have emptied the keeper's dustbin for him.
What for? The councillor's supposed to... Yeah, we are a bit close, aren't we?
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. I just opened my eyes again and I can see the keeper, sir.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, he's still crouching with his hands over his head waiting for the bang, sir.
Yes, I don't blame him. Stand by to lower a boat, Chief.
Oh, sir, who's going, sir?
Well, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Proudfoot, of course, and yourself.
Oh, well, I'd rather not, sir, thanks all the same. Now, it's a bit rough.
Yes, on second thought, you'd better take Abel Seaman Johnson with you as ballast. If Fatso doesn't keep you on an even keel, nothing will. Off you go. Bridge number one here.
Me again, sir. Seaboat being slung aboard, sir. All the others are on their way up to the bridge again, sir.
Oh, good show. Thank you, Goldstein. Well, come on in, all of you. I'm having a tot sent up. Get your oilskins off.
Thank you, sir. Most kind. Caught me a fair perish.
Yes, you must be. Well done, all of you.
Oh, well, it was nothing, sir. Just staunch devotion to duty in times of nature's violence. In the interests of the service, sir, it's always a pleasure to acquit oneself of one's obligatories and remain at one's post. When many a weak a man might be a broken reed and vain before the force of the emergency. No, sir, it's enough to know that a grateful nation is beyond one's humble efforts to uphold the dignity of
the people. Oh, turn it up.
He does go on a bit, doesn't he?
Yes. He does, if you don't... Mr. Proudfoot, what are you doing aboard again? You're supposed to be on the lighthouse.
Tell me, how did that happen?
Well, Mr. Phillips shoved the boat off again before I could get out.
I see. Mr. Phillips, why didn't... Chief.
Sir?
Lower a boat, Chief. Go and get Mr. Phillips back. Take Mr. Proudfoot with you again and try and land him this time.
Oh, I see.
Bridge number one here.
Guess who, sir? Seaboat being stored aboard again, sir. The old keeper's having a meal below, sir, and the others are on their way up to the bridge again, sir.
Good. It's time we got away from here.
I'm so through. I was afraid you'd sail off and leave me there.
It was a tremendous temptation, I admit. Do you think we could get underway now? It's getting pretty dark, and I'd rather like to get away from these rocks.
Oh, right, sir. Slow starn both, and right hand down a bit, Chief. Chief?
Shall I twiddle that thing for you?
Lower a boat and go and get the chief back.
No, we can't. It's much too dangerous now. He'll just have to stay there until the morning.
You know, I don't think he's going to like that.
Well, at least he won't be lonely. You also left the fat gentleman behind.
I left the gentleman with the fat behind. Poor old Johnson, I thought the boat bounced a bit on the way back.
Here, I've just thought of something else. Both keepers are on board this frigate now. If the light happens to go out, your two won't know what to do.
If I know the chief, he'll think of something.
Doomed, that's what we are, doomed.
Oh. Look, will you stop moaning, Chubby Chops?
We can't. It's all Mr. Phillips' fault. He's rotten.
That'll do, Johnson. That'll do. They'll be back to pick us up in the morning.
No, they won't. We shall never see him again. We're doomed.
Well, I don't know about both of us, but you are if you don't stop wallowing in it. What about me, then? What about me? Hey? What about me, then?
What about you, then?
Well, Pierre's bound to turn up at the island while we're here, and if anyone else spots him, that'll be chief for the officer Pertwee's lot.
Yeah. We might as well look on the bright side, mightn't we?
Ah, shut up. Oh, Tilly, look, go and take a look through that window. Go on. Well, can you see anything?
Of course not. It's too dark.
Well, all the time.
Of course. Why?
Oh, nothing. And where's the beam from the light gone?
What? Hey, perhaps the people living in the flat above have pulled the curtains by mistake.
Look, Johnson.
Present?
Look. Look, dear old Johnson, I can assure you there is nobody else living in this lighthouse but us.
Isn't there?
No. Oh, but I wouldn't like you to take my word for it. So get your great fat flobby feet flying up those stairs. See what happens to the light.
Well, climb all the way up there.
That's what I said, a bit quick about it. Go on, move. Whoa. Move. Come on, hurry up.
Just coming.
Fatso! Are you all right? Fatso, dear old Fatso. Fatso, say something. Say something, Fatso.
Oh, didn't half go, didn't I?
Stone me. I should have known you were too well upholstered to get out. What do you want to go and do that for?
Well, you told me to be quick about it.
Oh, all right, all right. Now, what about the light?
Well, that's why I tripped on the stairs. It's out.
That's nice, isn't it? It's nice. Nice, isn't it? Look, neither of us knows how to switch it on again, and there's a flaming storm outside.
Well, at least we're not on the main shipping route.
I wonder what port is here, anyway.
Oh, nothing much. Just a few cargo boats full of whiskey and furs and bullion and... Help! Help! You'll keep us here for weeks. I know you will. Weeks and weeks and weeks and... You'll never let them take us off here now.
You know, Paxton, our little stay here is doing your figure a power of good. Do you know something? You've lost pounds.
I'm not surprised. A week and nothing to eat but ship's biscuits. It's cruelty to dumb Johnsons, that's what it is.
Well, I don't know. Look at me, I haven't lost weight. Look.
I know. You're not the one who has to keep nipping up the stairs to get the biscuits.
Oh, well, shouldn't be much longer now.
But why won't you let Number One and Mr. Phillips rescue us? Every day they turn up here in Trankbridge, and every day they go back to the island. Because you fly a signal telling them to keep off.
I know. So far, nothing full of whiskey, furs and bullion has gone bump in the night.
Wrecker, that's what you are. You're a wrecker.
That's right. I'm liable to start on you in a minute. Ooh, blimey. That's Troutbridge. They're back again.
Here, let me out. I want to chat to him.
Here we are. Help. We're almost starving.
Help. Johnson, come back here and shut that door.
Help. Get the boatswain's chair. I want to sit down.
Come here.
You rot. Absolutely stinking rot. Stop the light out. I want to get off.
Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. They're still flying the signal to keep off, and the sea's barely choppy.
Well, perhaps they can't get the signal down again, sir.
I've had enough of this. We're going in, Mr. Phillips.
But the rock, sir. I mean, if they say we ought to keep off... There must be some reason.
And I intend to find out what it is. Take her in a bit closer, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, aye, sir. Terribly, terribly slow ahead, Goldstein.
Terribly, terribly slow ahead it is, sir.
Steady. Steady.
Well, now the chief's waving at us from the steps.
Stop engine, sir.
Take her in, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, sir. Left hand down, a teeny bit.
Left hand down, a teeny bit it is, sir. And may I take this opportunity of saying how much more pleasant it is to be on the bridge for a change, sir.
Oh, really?
Mr. Phillips, look where you're going.
The winds can be raw on lookout, sir.
Mr. Phillips, look out.
Well, that's what he said, his lookout, sir. Go on, Goldstein.
Mr. Phillips, the rocks, what? Look out.
What's that? What?
You're ahead, sir. The lighthouse is right. Everybody down.
How do you do, Mr. Phillips? Sir, shake hands.
Why didn't you move over?
Look, this may come as a surprise, sir. But this lighthouse isn't afloat, sir. It's stuck on the rocks.
Snap. So are we. Now we shall have to wait until somebody realizes we're overdue and comes to look for us.
Well, they'll have to be pretty quick about it, sir. It'll be dark soon.
Yeah, that's a point. At least now we're here, Mr. Proudfoot can get the light working again.
Ah, well, if you insist, sir, yes.
Incidentally, Mr. Phillips, where is Mr. Proudfoot?
Hmm? I've no idea, sir. Last I saw of him was when he waved to me from our jetty when we sailed. So he's probably still, Oh. I should have gone back for him, shouldn't I?
Hasn't anyone turned up to look for us? We've been here for hours.
Ship's biscuit, anyone?
Hmm? Oh, yes, please. Yes, I'm getting a bit peckish.
Hey, skinny ribs. Snip up and get a biscuit for the gent.
Oh, not again. Once more up them flaming stairs and I'll vanish.
Not until you've brought Mr. Phillips's biscuit, you won't. Now off you go.
Yeah, you're rotten as what you are. Not, none of you.
officer.
Very odd sense. Sounded like a knock at the door.
Perhaps it's the evening paper.
You know, he's bonkers. Go and see what it was, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Help! Help, mon ami! I cannot go another meter. Blimey! Pierre! Oh, Chiefy! Chiefy, I look for you everywhere.
What's going on? Who is that, Chief?
Claude Willie, sir. No, I mean... Willie, I, a complete stranger, sir. I've never seen this friend of mine before in my past. Sacre rouge, blanc et bleu. That does it. Now I spill the baked beans. No. Don't spill the beans. Look, well, here it is. Here's your money, Pierre, my old friend, my chum, my matey. Oh, 50 quid, take it. Here.
That is better. All the watches and clocks are in the crates outside the door.
Aye? But what's the good of them here? I can't do nothing with them here.
My contract was to deliver the goods to you, Jean-Z. I've done it.
Wait till the city garçons hear about this, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Pierre!
Bonsoir!
Pierre! Get out of it, you French polisher!
Chief!
Just let me get my hands on it. Just let me get my hands on it. Let me... Yes, sir.
You know, if I had a suspicious mind, I might suspect you'd been attempting a little smuggling.
You would, you would! Oh, would you, sir? Well, I can explain all these watches and clocks.
No, but there's no need. So happens that Claude Willie Rock is just outside the 3-mile limit, so you're in the clear.
Yeah. Oh, I am, sir?
Yes. So far. Of course, if you were to attempt to take any of these, watches and clocks any nearer to England, I should have to report it.
Yeah, I suppose you... Yeah, wait a minute, sir. I'll pay 50 nicker for them. I can't leave them here, sir. I've got to flog them. I've got to work them.
Life's hard, isn't it?
I'm ruined. That's what I am. I'm ruined. Ruined. 50 quid's worth of smuggling, and I can't smuggle it.
Oh, life can be good at times, Chief. Yes, Johnson?
It's Makepeace and Commander Booby, sir. It's in this way. What? It can't be. You'll catch me up to me ears in smuggle.
Not unless you move it. You know what they say, Chief? You can't take it with you.
Here, Mr. Phillips, sir. Mr. Phillips, sir. Now, how about a lovely watch, sir? Oh, a lovely movement. Tick-tock, lovely, sir. Oh, a lovely watch, have a lovely watch, sir.
That's no good to me, Chief. I can't tell the time.
Johnson, here, how about a grandfather for your grandmother? Here, get your watches here. Head club stock. Who wants a ticker for the knicker? Who wants a ticker for the knicker? Get your watches here.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Fovey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Mr. Proudfoot was Michael Bates, Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, and Heather was Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.